Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, milí sluchači. I vítajte na relácii Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedeľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedeľa 15. januára 2023. Good afternoon, dear listeners, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Russian FM, your Russian radio station, every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. You can listen to our archives at our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, January 15th, 2023. We're going to start off today's program with two selections from Zakarpattia.
Ты не менее до подъёмка.
even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russian Society. We need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you'd like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com, dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can also contribute by going to our homepage, the Carpatha Russian Society at c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program.
Thank you. zmenil, keby mi kázali. Ej, s jabom ťahaničko, ej, s jabom ťahaničko, keby mi ťa dali. Ej, s jabom ťahaničko, ej, s jabom ťahaničko, keby mi ťa dali. Milá Hančo zjati, hej pídu, ja sia pídu, hej pídu, ja sia pídu, za nás verbovati. Hej pídu, ja sia pídu, hej pídu, ja sia pídu, za nás verbovati. Rajíročko moja, hej, budeš banovala, hej, budeš banovala, rajíročko moja. Jak o mene stojíš, hej, chod mňa zabili, hej, chod mňa zabili, to mi neotvoríš. Hej, chod mňa zabili, hej, chod mňa zabili, to mi neotvoríš. Mňa zabili, ako psa na drázi. Ej, to by tak povila, ej, to by tak povila, sláva tobi Bože. Ej, to by tak povila, ej, to by tak povila, sláva tobi Bože. Ježiš Mária, hej, už mi ho zabili, hej, už mi ho zabili, mojho prajíra. Hej, už mi ho zabili, hej, už mi ho zabili, mojho prajíra.
And mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families, with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participated in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization. Very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. On January 1st, 2023, the Slovak Republic celebrated its 30th anniversary. As is customary on the occasion of the anniversary of the Republic, the highest constitutional officer of the Republic, the President, presents state awards. The President of the Slovak Republic, Zuzana Čaputová, awarded 28 people from the fields of politics, culture, science, art, and activism who contributed to the positive image of Slovakia at home and abroad. Representatives of the Rusyns were invited to the official celebration. The ceremony on Sunday, the 1st of January, was attended by members of the Presidium of the Round Table of Rusyns of Slovakia, and at the same time members of the Election on National Minorities and Ethnic Groups of the Government Council of the Slovak Republic on Human Rights, Nationality Minorities, and Gender Equality, Petro Medved and Milan Jan Filip. As part of the celebrations, awarded with the Order of Ludovic Stur, Third Class, the Rusyn actor, leading participant of the Velvet Revolution in Priashiv, and the former chairman of Rusinska Obroda, Mikolaj Ljaš. Mikolaj was awarded in memoriam for exceptional services to democracy and its development, as well as for the development of the Slovak Republic, mainly for the codification of the Rusyn language. The widow of the awardee, Klara Ljašová, accepted the award on Mikolaj's behalf. The Rusyn language was also heard at the ceremony, because when the order is awarded in memoriam, in this case, it is customary to play a television recording, which the state television has with the awardee. During the ceremony, an excerpt from the broadcast called Rusyn Magazine was played. Mikolaj Ljaš was born November 26, 1933, in the Rusyn village of Bayorivsi in the Sabino district in Šadiš County. After high school, he joined the Alexander Duchnovich Theater, then known as the Ukrainian National Theater, on October 10, 1950, and was there for more than 33 years until his retirement. Mikolaj never agreed with the communist ideologies and Ukrainianization of Rusyns, but his position was logical in 1989, and after that, Ljaš became the main activist of the Velvet Revolution in Priashiv. In November 1989, he was elected to the Priashiv City Council. He was in that position from 1990 to 1994, and then he became interested in politics and was a member of the Democratic Party, later the Slovak Democratic and Christian Union, but without major functions. Since the emergence of Rusinska Obroda, the Rusyn Renaissance movement in 1990, he had been actively involved in the organization. He served as its president in 1994 and 1995. At that time, preparations for the announcement for the codification of the Rusyn language took place. This codification took place in Bratislava on January 27, 1995, and Mikolaj, as the chairman of Rusinska Obroda, the organization that initiated and prepared that historic moment, delivered his remarks about the codification. Mikolaj continued to lead an active life even in retirement. He became interested in politics, became even more involved in the Rusyn community, and continued broadcasting as a storyteller. He was always an optimist. That's exactly how he lived. Unfortunately, Mikolaj died in Priashiv on April 10, 2008, after a serious illness at the age of 74. May his memory be eternal. Vichnaya yemu pamyat, Mikolaj Ljaš. I had the opportunity to meet Mikolaj when I studied there 30 years ago. Wow, 30 years ago. Hard to believe I was getting ready for that 30 years ago today. But I did have the opportunity to meet with him, and he was a wonderful man. Ran Rusinska Obroda quite well. He was very involved in Rusyn life in not only Priashiv, but also in Eastern Slovakia and even outside of Slovakia. As the revolution was going on in 1989 and 1990, I had seen pictures and documentation that he met with then actor, activist of Charter 77, the founder, Václav Havel, who was also a fellow actor who became the president of the Czech Republic. And he was just a really nice guy. And I remember when he passed away, it was such a shame to lose him. So Mikolaj, rest in peace. Vichnaya, Yemu Pamyat.
Thank you.
after a multi-year hiatus, the Russin Heritage Tour is back post-COVID, though a little different. Due to the war in Ukraine, the tour will not visit Ukraine, so the focus will be on visiting Russians in Poland and Slovakia. This tour runs June 27th to July 6th, with your tour guides John Rigetti and Eva Bunkova leading the group. Come walk where your ancestors walked, maybe meet a long-lost relative, and more fully understand the Russian culture that made you, you. Looking through the itinerary, you will go to places such as Krynica, Gorlice, and Zindranova, visiting museums there. Also going to Kamiana in Poland. Also going to Oryabina and Priashio in Slovakia. Spending a day or two in Priashio. Then going on to Medzilabirci, Habora, Krasny Brid, back to Priashio. Then to Košice and back home. So again, those dates are June 27th to July 6th with your tour guide, John Rigetti, and Eva Bunkova. For more information on the Russian Heritage Tour, please either call John Rigetti at 412-518-7149. That's 412-518-7149. Or you can email John at this address, russin1@gmail.com. russyone@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinio America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station, for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russian Society, at c-rs.org, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasna tyzden. Z Bohom.
Kalavada. Небелика, а ні хлопця нема. буду любить. Эй, попить маковицу, эй, травичка зелена. Будем косить до бедна, до бедна. Эй, попить маковицу, эй, травичка зелена. Будем косить до бедна, до бедна.
Rusinjev Amerika.